Our salute to Celebrity Apprentice continues. Now, last hour we heard from Brandi Roderick, and now even lovelier, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, Claudia Jordan is joining us on the line. Hey there.
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for joining us. Now, I have to ask you, though, we've got to go back to Deal or No Deal just for a second. How much rehearsing did you have to do to all walk down the stairs in sync like that? Was it as grueling as I thought?
Well, in the beginning, you know, a lot of models are clumsy. I'm definitely one of them. And, you know, we had to be 5, 6, 7, okay, left foot first, no, right foot first. And three models fell, like, during taping, like, face down, just fell down the stairs. So, yeah, we had to kind of get it together. But after 3 years, we got it together. We got it right and perfectly well-oiled machine. So it was that show was a lot of fun. I love Howie Mandel. He was so awesome to work with.
Well, fellow Canadian, right? We were just talking before going on the air.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you name all of the models in 20 seconds?
I think I can. Do you want me to try?
Oh, I didn't think you could. Okay, go for it, yeah.
Okay, we've got me, we've got Stacy, Lisa, Chelsea, Lindsay, Megan, April. No, I can't. I'm too tired.
Oh, that's too bad. All right, next time. All right, so there were a lot of you because there was also rotating models, right? It wasn't the same people all the time.
Base, like I was down from the pilot, and we definitely had a regulars. Like we had the same girls, but then we had two alternates on every show. That, you know, say somebody came in, they had a headache or something happened, they got sick. We always had two girls dressed exactly like us, ready to go to jump in and take over.
Oh, okay, like in case somebody fell and broke their ankle, as you were saying, right?
Exactly. Spare tire models. One day I had a migraine headache and I had severe back spasms, and I had to like leave and go to the emergency room.
Oh, wow.
Someone had to sit, you know, jump in there and take my place.
Wow. Well, good thing for those stand-ins. Now, there's no stand-ins, though, for Celebrity Apprentice. Now, that the All-Stars this season, and as I mentioned in the last hour, we had Brandi, and she said that she was most surprised and sort of grew to love Mary Lou. Now, looking at the cast this season, did you underestimate anybody? Like, just size up the competition for me.
I knew Mary Lou was going to be somebody that would be good because she's got the photographic memory, and she's intelligent, she's super smart, and she's really sweet, and I like her a lot. Little John, I mean, he definitely surprised people when he was on his original season, but he continues to be a strong player, and he's just easy to get along with, and he's fun. He's not someone you ever want to argue with. I love him. Like, we're still cool. We're going to hang out in Vegas this weekend. He's having a premiere party. Brandi Roderick herself, she's definitely someone. If you underestimate her, you're making a mistake. She's awesome. She's a hard worker, beautiful, kind. Dennis Rodman does a lot better this time around. He's more focused. He cut back on the partying. Like, you could tell he was really trying this time around. So, and LaToya, I love LaToya Jackson. She's super sweet. And, you know, Trace Atkins, definitely powerful, strong, you know, contender.
Last season on the show, we had Gary Busey, and he's one of those interviews that you can't even prepare for. And, I mean, he sang to me, he honked like a goose at me. What did you think of Gary on the show?
Well, he's a sweet guy, but I'm like, please don't have him on my team. Because I feel like he would be disruptive. You know, and you need all the people on your team to be focused. And, you know, he has some issues, but you just think, like, I don't know, is he going to be an anchor, like a hindrance to us, or an asset, or, you know, so a liability. And he's definitely got an odd kind of energy about him.
But definitely, you know,
I will say that.
I was going to say, yeah, very, very charming man, just from our few minutes that we had him on the line. Now, is there someone that you were maybe wanting back on the show as an All-Star but wasn't?
More afraid of the dramatic people coming back. Like, I was like afraid of certain people coming back because I didn't want it to be a lot of arguing and fighting. You know, like, I was like, okay, I remember Lisa Lampanelli was kind of mean to Miss Universe, and, you know, I there was some talk of Miss Universe coming back, Diana, and I kind of was hoping she was because I really like her. I was happy with the people that came back, especially my team. We had a fun team.
Now, it's not, guys, you know, we've got to get back to the music. I'm sorry, we're going to have more with Claudia Jordan right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here, still saluting Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars, and Claudia Jordan remains on the line with us. Is there an advantage when the sexes are separated, or is that when you get all the drama? Naturally, I'm asking a woman who had, you know, 25 other sexy female coworkers on another show, right? But
well, some women, like, I think insecure women can't work well with other women. I worked with beautiful women every single day for 3 years, and also I hosted the Miss Universe pageant. I've done pageants, so a beautiful woman, being around other women does not intimidate me at all. I actually love kind of the whole girl power thing. I don't know, when I was on the all-girl team, we were kind of kicking butt. Mm-hmm. We were kicking butt. Like, we were getting it done. And the men on my season were very dysfunctional. So I think this time around, again, the men were more dysfunctional than the women were. So it probably would have benefited me to be on a team with all women. Mm-hmm. But I did like having the male energy, like, of Little John around. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then Dennis Robbins kind of like being around half woman, half man. So it's kind of like I had a, yeah. Yeah. An extra half a woman on the team.
Best of both worlds there. Tell me about strategizing before a boardroom. Did the celebs chat and conspire beforehand? I mean, we see that sometimes during a challenge where, you know, you pull each other off to the side. But then in the way the show plays out, it's, you know, it's the challenge and then right to the boardroom. And obviously there's a lot of time in between. So take me there. Are you guys teaming up and planning your arguments? Or is it a solo thing where you're just filing things away in the back of your mind? How does it play out?
I definitely was in alliance with a couple of people, so we would call each other and talk about, you know, who we thought was the weakest link, and you know, so I felt a lot better this time around going in, and I realized how unprepared I was the first time around, because I didn't do any of this. I didn't call anybody. I wasn't like, okay, what do you think about this person? Did you see this person make this mistake? We did that this time, and it was a lot better. Like, you gotta do that. You gotta have friends on the show that have your back, and because there's some sneaky stuff going on with some of your other teammates that are, you don't know, but they're just conspiring against you, and it's just to have a couple people having your back definitely helps.
Now, one final thing, the most important question: you're all playing for a charity, so do you want to give yours a quick shout out?
Absolutely, my charity is the Tom Joyner Foundation. Tom Joyner, the Joyner family, huge in radio. They do a cruise every year, the Fantastic Voyage. They raise lots of money to provide support and aid to a lot of the historically black colleges and universities. A lot of them funding is being cut, and they just don't have as much money as they once did. And, you know, times are rough right now, and education is something we just absolutely cannot afford to, withdraw money from. And you hear these horrible statistics, especially in the African-American community, with unemployment being 25%. And, you know, we just need education now more than ever. So I was honored to play for them.
Well, we wish you the best. We're out of time. I'm sorry, Claudia.
We're
out of time. I'm sorry. Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars. Watch it Sunday nights. Thank you so much, and we wish you all the best, Claudia.
Thank you.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.